This is GQDN for Wednesday, February 19th, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ25. By SwiftEnergy.gg. Go get those drink mixes. Excellent stuff. Put in the promo code QUEST. You get 25% off of your purchase. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we got a WoW short story. A game comes out for Nintendo Switch and a potential Pokemon Go deal. But we begin today with BioWare, because according to PC Gamer, some of the fans were celebrating the layoffs, and a BioWare veteran called them out. The veteran is called Mark Dura, and he has worked for the studio for 24 years. Well, right now he's in a consultancy role in the game Dragon Age: The Veilguard. Dura is now a freelancer again, and he's been using some time to post some YouTube videos on the company's history and in the future, where he calls for BioWare, the future is an unprecedented time for them. On his latest video, he said there were more toxic elements in the video games fandom, which indeed are an issue for developers. In a 2023 GDC survey from the game developers, 91% of the respondents said that abuse from players was indeed a problem. He says that the problem is even more prevalent now, and that's where people spent their money, and that would entitle them to open the open season on the people that made it. His video is called "Your $70 Doesn't Buy You Cruelty," and he's saying that his fellow developers are being yelled at quite a bit. But he also said that if you're mad at Ubisoft, at an Ubisoft game, quote, "Be mad at Ubisoft. Express your anger to Ubisoft or the studio that made the game. But you cross a line when you start being cruel about it. You don't need to go out of your way to cause harm to other people because of a video game," end quote. Then he went into the layoffs because people were happy about it. And that's where he said, quote, "When you celebrate layoffs at a studio because the game that you don't like didn't do that well, you're crossing a line into being cruel, and fundamentally, you should have more grace for other human beings," end quote. Now, he also did say that you are entitled to your opinion, and you can be angry about the game that you bought because you paid good money for it, but it is just a game, and more importantly, you're expressing your complaints, and people are being cruel, and they're targeting individuals, and that is happening. Now, we'll go to PlayStation, because now we get to why live service games are not being done. WCCF Tech did say that, and once again, the former PlayStation Studio CEO, Tsuyoshi Yoshida, did an interview, and this time it was with Sacred Symbols. And he was saying that, to his knowledge, the first-party studio is not being forced by the current CEO, Herman Holst, to develop the live service games. Now, it could be a big initiative. It did push the studios into the work on the type of games, but the company did have a big initiative to it. But if you remember, the games were canceled, such as Last of Us Online. And Yoshida did play that game and said it was great. But they did have a conversation with Bungie, Naughty Dog, and they realized that they could not support the live service game while they were also working on Intergalactic, the Heretic project, at the same time. So they gave it up. So now we know why. Now we get to go to financials. Yes, I know that this is a GQ2 subject, but we just want you to know that PC Gamer says that President Trump is thinking about a 25% tariff on computer chips. And we did say before that he was going after Taiwan because that's where the computer chips do come from. But Trump was at the Mar-a-Lago Club, and he did say that he was planning on announcing tariffs on cars and other stuff in April 2nd, in the neighborhood at 25%. And when he was talking about the computer chips, Trump said, reply that it'll be higher than 25%, or 25% and higher, I'm sorry, but at least 25%. And it would go substantially higher over the year. So what will the price be for all the chips?
That's what we don't know.
Of course, we'll keep our eyes on it because prices are all important to us in all ways. And that includes this. IGN did say that Activision Call of Duty Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles crossover is going to cost some people some money because the crossover could set you back about $90. And that's $90 worth of Call of Duty points. So that way you could obtain the items. But the community is calling for Activision to make it free to play. Now, each of the four turtles have their own premium bundle. And the bundles are expected to cost about 2,400 Call of Duty points, which is about $20 each. Which means if you want all four turtles, you'll be expecting to pay about $80 worth of Call of Duty points. But also, there's a Squid Game crossover, and the Activision team did create the premium event pass for the Turtles crossover, which that costs 1,100 Call of Duty points, which is about $10. And they did show the both event tracks, the premium track and the free track. And of course, since people were calling for it, they were up on social media like Reddit. And that's where Redditor to JengferFet2 did say, quote, Activision casually glossing over the fact that they want you to pay $80 plus if you want the four turtles, plus another $10 if you want the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle event pass rewards. Call of Duty's gross greed strikes again. Despicable. Hippomodatus did say, quote, guess we can't expect an event pass sold every season now. Remember when the events were good and you got cool universal camels for free? Yep, that's happening. But at least it's not $3.5 billion. .esports said that the Pokemon Go deal, which is worth about that much, has players concerned about pay-to-win changes. So, Niantic is putting its games division up for sale. And that's on the February 19th report from Bloomberg. And that's a potential deal with Niantic Incorporation, Scopely Incorporated, which comes to about $3.5 billion. And that would include the Pokemon Go and other mobile titles. Now, the deal with Scopely is not confirmed yet. And it might not take place if an agreement isn't reached. But the news does have some community members concerned, no matter what. And that is a topic that was in the fan discussion where players shared their thoughts on the deal and what could happen with the game. A lot of players were worried because the game could go to pay to win. In fact, one player did say that the Marvel Strike Force was, quote, powerful pay to win. Scopely implement really intense monetization strategies that worries me a little about what they could do if they got Pokemon Go. But some people were being hopeful because they're hoping that Scopely could bring some fresh ideas to Pokemon Go. We'll see what happens. Now, if you play Avowed, like Guy did there yesterday, the day one patch did drop and the companions won't bug you anymore about your armor. So there's a patch out and they did fix some stuff. So if you play Avowed, you can try logging in again, see what happens. IGN did say that DJ Khaled will be in GTA 6 on the radio, and you might hear him twice. In fact, the Ghost of Hope got up on Twitter, and he's a pretty well-known Call of Duty insider. So, once again, we'll see what happens. But if you're a fan of his, know that he is coming into GTA 6. Pretty cool. There's a game coming out for Nintendo. Monster Train 2 was announced for Nintendo Switch. There's no date for this game, but they did have an announcement trailer. That's where you gotta stop all the stuff that's on that train, as you're gonna be going through hell, heaven, and the abyss. Have fun with that one. Hope you like a good story too. Wowhead did say that the World of Warcraft, The War Within, The Tipping Point, does have an audio short story. And there's a story about Renzik, the Shiv. So if you want a good story, you can download the PDF too, if you want. Read along with it. It's up on Wowhead. We'll see you again tomorrow for more gaming news, people. Until then, Have some fun and go play some games. Bye.